Mr. Chairman, I'd just like to take another couple of minutes to talk about one issue that I didn't get a chance to talk about before. And it's one that seems to have been relevant to a number of people who have spoken tonight. It's the question of whether and to what extent Northern Pass is actually going to reduce electric rates in New Hampshire and New England. I think there's a case to be made that it will have, or could have, a modest effect in terms of reducing electric rates. But I think it's going to be very important for the committee, if they want to get a handle on this, to really look carefully at these claims. Mr. Quinlan has told you that Northern Pass hydropower would displace higher cost generation in the ISO New England bid stack, resulting in $800 million in annual savings for New England, and that New Hampshire's share of those savings would be 10%, or $80 million, based on our 9% share of New England's electric load. He calls this the market suppression effect. What he didn't tell you, or at least he hasn't emphasized, is that Hydro-Québec plans to sell Northern Pass power at prevailing market rates, meaning it will charge as much as the market will bear. So yes, Northern Pass could, in theory, displace the most expensive 1,000 megawatts of the 16 to 20,000 megawatts that New England uses in an average winter day. But that doesn't mean that electric rates paid by New Hampshire ratepayers would be cut by 5%. Not even close. The effect of Northern Pass on the average ratepayer's monthly electric bill will be much, much smaller than some of the figures you've heard tonight. I heard a figure of 5%. And frankly, I don't know where that could come from if Hydro-Québec is going to be charging prevailing market rates. Mr. Quinlan has also mentioned a beneficially priced power purchase agreement, Mr. Tilton referred to it earlier, for 10% of Northern Pass's power. But as you've heard before, Eversource has been talking about that for several years, but we have yet to see the contract. Now, you don't have to take my word for this, okay? I'm not an expert on electric rates. But you have available to you some people that are experts on electric rates. And I would suggest that if you want to get a sense of how to weigh the potential effects that the Northern Pass project would have on reducing electric rates, you might want to look carefully at another project that is coming before your committee, and that's the Tennessee Gas Pipeline Project, the Northeast Energy Direct Project. Because members of the PUC staff, in an investigative study that they did last year in IR 15-124, coming out of that study, they've concluded that the Northeast Energy Direct Project would actually reduce electric rates in New England by somewhere between 7 and 11%. That's not 7 to 11 cents, it's 7 to 11%. And I don't think there's any other project on the drawing boards anywhere that comes close to that. Certainly not the Spectra AIM project. And I don't think Northern Pass is going to come close to it either. My point is, if you really care, if you really think that this project is going to benefit New Hampshire ratepayers by significantly reducing electric rates, I would ask you, I would urge you, do your homework. Take advantage of the expertise that you have in the PUC. And find out, because I don't think it makes sense. That's all I'll say. No, it's not all I'll say. I'm going to say a couple more things. It's the cost to the public that really make this project unacceptable, unless it's buried. You can't quantify those costs, because if Northern Pass is hung from 100-foot towers, the damage to the state's most treasured natural landscapes would be incalculable. You've heard countless people testify about that tonight. New Hampshire's sense of itself would be irretrievably compromised. And as for the state's symbol and welcome sign, you would be asking us to trade the old man for 130 miles of overhead transmission lines. Thank you.